Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I can't let my mind go there because I have to be present. It's the bread of presence that you were talking about. Be present in the now. Enjoy what I can do now. And I think that that takes utter discipline to not borrow tomorrow's trouble, don't you think?
Yes, right. To figure out how you can live right now, that's really critical for you and your child, for you and your, if you're married, if you have other people in your family. It's very tempting to have the child with special needs be the centerpiece, and that will stop you from living, really living.
How about you make a distinction for us between worry and concern? Because some may feel that they're being responsible by worrying, but truly they're diminishing themselves and depriving their lives by worrying. So if you can make a clear distinction between a healthy, responsible concern about something and then a destructive worry over something.
Well, I'm not sure there's a huge difference between concern. I mean, there's sort of a spectrum. I'm so burdened for so-and-so, which is, of course, the spiritual thing to do is be burdened for someone. And then I'm concerned, and that's still socially pretty acceptable and expected. But I'm not sure that any of those are not, those are not long-term sustainable. Your concern, your burden, your worry, none of those are intended to be long-term weights you carry. Cast your cares on God. Find other people to bear your burden with you. We're not supposed to do this by ourselves. So the spirituality of a concern, all of those things need to be leading us to God.
Excellent.
Take him to God.
I'm going to read one more excerpt from your book and have you just speak to it, and then we might have to pray. I might be able to squeeze in one more question, but love this. You said a tape measure is not our bottom line. Our lives are measured more like liquid, which expands to fill its container. Every single day, our job is simply to live well in the space we occupy in this world. To live well in our body, however, ample the hips or small the bust line, to fill the space that is us, to fill it to the brim. Though our worries weigh us down, Scripture compares these to mere feathers or flakes of snow. They blow away in the wind and melt in the sun when compared to the celebration that's coming. And then you reference 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Such powerful passage. Just speak to that whole idea of filling that space now.
If worry takes us to the future, hope takes us to heaven. And so if we can just keep focusing on the hope that we have, that Christ is victorious, and that has become a trivial, trite thing to say, but Christ has already won that victory. And so to live with hope is to live looking for him every single day. Maybe you're on the roof looking for him to come back, or maybe you're looking along the sidewalk for a handprint, you know, whatever it is. Our light and momentary afflictions, ask God to take these worries, these things that are hurting you now, and have them shape you and to redirect you toward him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.